Ready, Freddy.
All right, we want to welcome you to a new feature that we're doing here on Liquid Gold, where we do shots, shots, shots.
Shots, 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 shots.
Calling the shots. Who's calling the shots? We're just going to dive into topics here and do some short episodes where we talk about one particular topic. Maybe it's a shot, maybe it's not. But today...
we're just trying to appease your appetite in between our longer episodes.
Yeah, in between our long-form... two-part episodes. But this is a fun one that comes up around St. Paddy's Day, the Irish car bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Which we've all had fun with probably when we were younger, but it's a fun one this time of year. So Irish car bomb is basically you take maybe a half glass to a three-quarter glass full of Guinness. You drop you have a shot glass that you put some Irish whiskey into and some Irish cream. So you combine those two in a shot glass, then you drop it into the beer, and you take it down.
You gulp it.
It's like a meal, and it's a pick-me-up, and it's a take-you-down if you enjoy too many.
Please
but
don't
But there's
do
a lot
that.
Of good flavors, because one cool thing about the Guinness has this chocolate affinity. So sure. This isn't just like a fly-blind, like, let's do this stupid shot that doesn't make any sense. It makes a lot of sense. There's a lot of... you know, you get that sort of grain flavor that you can pick up from the whiskey, then that real smooth chocolatey aspect of the Irish cream.
Certainly.
And then you've got the Guinness. So we do want to tell you that you can go back to our episode 1 of Liquid Gold and pick up our whiskey cream recipe. If you want to like make this at home, make the whiskey cream.
Impress your friends. Make your own cream.
Yeah, make your own whiskey
substitute.
Cream. Totally. And that can take this to the next level. This is an American creation. This does not come from Ireland. So people always say, go to Ireland and be ordering
these are
Irish
ingredients
car bombs
that are assembled in dive bars all over the United States. That is
totally
true. You don't go to Ireland and start barking about car bombs or...
yeah, what
Black
did your
intense.
What did your Irish friend say that you were drinking? You were drinking with one of your Irish buddies
all
over East Nashville.
Yeah, my buddy Brian came and visited. This is a while back, but yeah, we're all over East Nashville going to shows. Just you know, hitting the pubs. He loved pubs. I love pubs. Everywhere we went, you know, folks are like, "Where are you from?" He's like, "Ireland." They're like, "Oh, that's awesome! You want to do a car bomb? Do you do car bombs in Ireland?" He's like, "Yeah, with Americans." So just so you know, the Irish car bomb is uniquely a offensive American product.
Man, we'll take it. It was invented in America on St. Patrick's Day in 1976 at Billy Wilson's, a Norwalk, Connecticut bar.
Billy Wilson, that's...
I'll meet you at Billy Wilson's, or what is
Billy
it?
Billy Williamson.
Yeah, what? So the basic recipe that we can go over, say you take like 1/2 ounce of Irish whiskey, 1/2 ounce of Irish cream, and combine those two things in a shot glass, drop that into, say, 1/2 a glass of Guinness or more, and the idea is you just take all that down. Now be careful about this whole, like, doing a car bomb, Boilermaker, whatever, when you drop the shot glass in there and you shoot it, that you can crack some teeth. So.
That's the truth.
You want to be
especially
careful
if you're
when
having
you're taking
a lot
back.
Of them.
Yeah, yeah.
With my experience of, I mean, I've had a couple. My experience is the more you have, the more at risk you are to injury. So be wary. If you're slamming these all the time, you're probably not a seasoned drinker anyway.
Yeah.
If you're that person that's getting like completely blasted on St. Patrick's Day, but don't really drink that much on the day to day, be careful. Be careful.
And we don't recommend you pinch people that don't wear green.
What the fuck
I think,
is that?
Yeah, that just pinching, you know, like maybe if you know them really, really well, but if you're like going around a bar
stranger,
and you're pinching people,
stranger
you're
pinches
gonna get
me,
in
I'm gonna bust them in their chops.
Don't pinch Kenneth. Actually, if you do listen to the podcast, we do invite you to pinch Kenneth.
See what happens. See what happens.
Well, thank you for joining us for the first installment of Shots. Shots.
Shots. Shots. Shots.
Shots. Shots. right here on Liquid Gold. We will see you next time.
Later, Tater.